Bedtime Stories is recorded and produced in the Coastside Buzz Studios by Michelle Dragony. A Sick Day for Amos McGee. Written by Philip C. Stead. Illustrated by Aaron E. Stead. And read by Michelle Dragony. Amos McGee was an early riser. Every morning, when the alarm clock clanged, he swung his legs out of bed and swapped his pajamas for a fresh-pressed uniform. He would wind his watch and set a pot of water to boil, saying to the sugar bowl, "A spoonful for my oatmeal, please, and two for my teacup." Belly full and ready for the workday, he'd amble out the door. Every day, Amos waited for the number 5 bus. "Next stop, City Zoo," the bus driver would call. 6 a.m., right on time," he'd reply. Amos had a lot to do at the zoo, but he always made time to visit his good friends. He would play chess with the elephant, who thought and thought before making a move. He would run races with the tortoise, who never, ever lost. He would sit quietly with the penguin, who was very shy. He lent a handkerchief to the rhinoceros, who always had a runny nose. And at sunset, he read stories to the owl, who was afraid of the dark. One day, Amos awoke with the sniffles and the sneezes and the chills. He swung his achy legs out of bed, curled them back again, and said, "Ugh, I don't think I'll be going to work today." Meanwhile, at the zoo, the animals waited for their friend. The elephant arranged his ponds and polished his castles. The tortoise stretched his legs and limbered up. The penguin sat patiently, all by himself. The rhinoceros worried that his allergies were worsening, and the owl perched atop a tall stack of storybooks, scratching his head with concern. "Where is Amos?" the animals wondered. Later that day, the elephant, the rhinoceros, the tortoise, the owl, the penguin, and a red balloon got on the bus and went to see Amos. "Hooray! My good friends are here!" The elephant prepared a game of chess, and Amos thought and thought before making a move. "I'm too tired to run races today," said Amos to the tortoise. "Let's play hide-and-seek instead." And the tortoise hid inside his shell, and Amos hid beneath the covers. Amos yawned. "I could use a nap," and the penguin sat quietly, keeping Amos's feet warm. "Achoo!" Amos woke with a sneeze. The rhinoceros was ready with a handkerchief. "I'm beginning to feel much better, thank you," said Amos to his friends. He swung his legs out of bed. "Perhaps we'll share a pot of tea." Amos wound his alarm clock. "It's getting late," he said. "After all, we have a morning bus to catch." So Amos said goodnight to the elephant, and good night to the tortoise, and good night to the penguin, and good night to the rhinoceros, and good night to the owl, who, knowing that Amos was afraid of the dark, read a story aloud before turning out the light. The end. Amos McGee, a friendly zookeeper, always made time to visit his good friends, the elephant, the tortoise, the penguin, the rhinoceros, and the owl. But one day, achoo! He woke up with the sniffles and the sneezes. Though he didn't make it into the zoo that day, he did receive some unexpected guests. Philip Stead's gently humorous tale of friendship and dedication is illustrated by his wife Erin Stead's elegant drawings embellished with subtle hints of color.